Did you ever answer a call to somebody and say, I'm coming, and you didn't go? Well, that's the story I have to tell you today. The story is about a man who was driving home in his horse and buggy, and he came to a toll gate near a bridge where he had to pay to get his buggy and horse across. It was really raining hard, and he was getting a bit wet. And he came and he found that the gate was closed. So he shouted out to the man in the toll booth to open the gate. And a sleepy voice said, coming, sir. After waiting a few minutes in the rain, he called out again. And the man said, coming, sir. But he didn't come. The rain was soaking him through, and the man was getting a bit angry. And again he called. And again the voice came back, coming, sir. And he didn't come. So the man got out of his buggy and went into the toll house and opened the door, and to his surprise, he found the old man asleep by the stove. He gave him a good shaking and woke him up. The man, rubbing his eyes, and looked and said, what's the matter? Why did you keep me waiting in the rain all this time? The man answered, and kept saying, coming, sir, and you never came. Did I say that? He said. Oh, I'm very sorry. I'm so used to saying it, I guess I was saying it in my sleep and didn't realize it. How many are like the old man when it comes to the question of their soul salvation? Sleeping. Sometimes they hear the voice of the Savior, and almost without knowing, oh yes, I'm coming, sir. I'm going to come someday. I'm going to be saved someday. But they still go on and sleep in their sins. Sometimes the Lord has to send somebody to really shake them, to wake them up. Like this man had to wake up the old man, to shake them, to wake them up, to get them to realize that they're not saved, and get them to come to the Lord. I hope if you're not saved, boy or girl, that the Lord would shake you awake, so you would really come to the Lord, not say, I'm going to come to Him someday, but that you'd open your heart's door and come to the Lord and say, come into my life and save me today. The Bible says, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Do trust the Savior and be saved. Don't sleep and be lost forever.